This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Signature support is from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services. Governor John Bel Edwards opened the legislative session yesterday, and the state has some money, primarily because of a federal infusion of dollars related to COVID, and that's enabling lawmakers to have more flexibility in the budget than they would ordinarily, and especially in these times. And one of the areas that is under discussion for a fee increase is from the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. And Louisiana is a sportsman's paradise. Probably more people per capita hunt and fish in our state than any other. And the man who runs the show at LDWF is Jack Montese, the former state lawmaker, former fire chief in Lafayette. And his undersecretary, Brian McClinton, is joining us. Jack's in studio. Brian's by telephone. And they're here to talk about why a fee increase is in order that would raise $17 million for the services that are provided by this agency. And good to see you, Secretary Montese.
Well, thank you so much for having me this morning. Appreciate it, and certainly look forward to the show.
Well, and there's always pushback when we talk about people having to pay more for a service that they've been getting for a certain amount. Human nature is such that we don't want to pay additional dollars. How's it looking as far as you making the case that this is a necessity?
Well, you know, Jim, that's 4 years I'm in this this job, and when I inherited it, started looking at the budget and realized that years down the road, the future had some pretty dark things to look at, because the budget is all centered around the conservation fund. The conservation fund is the general fund for us, our conservation fund, and the revenues that we get from our lands and our license sales is what makes the department a self-generated department. And the revenue on oil leases and oil production on our properties went from $70-plus million a year to $12 million a year last year. And that's one of our big sources that helps fund.
So a $58 million decrease. That's
yes.
Serious.
Yes, it is. And so we were looking at, and we had a fund balance. And so 4 years ago, I went to the legislature and started telling them, look, we're going to have problems in the future. We're going to have a physical cliff, and it's probably going to hit us around 2025, 26 at the time. Mm-hmm. Then we had three hurricanes. We had COVID. We had an ice storm. And here I am today, 2021, saying that after this year, we're going to have a deficit. So the governor put $17 million in his budget from some of the COVID money, and to kind of shore us up until we could see if we could pass a licensing restructure. It's been over 20 years since we've had a restructure, so I don't have to tell you what a loaf of bread cost 20 mm-hmm. years ago. Certainly doesn't cost that today. And so when we looked at all of that, we put a package together and presented it in 2018 to the legislature. And they said, it came back to me and said, look, you've still got a fund balance. We're not going to pass this year. And then all of these storms hit and everything happened, and it kind of sped up the whole process to where we're faced with today. So, we looked at that. In 18, one of the biggest arguments we had was the recreational community said, look, you're raising fees on us, but you're not doing it to the commercial side. So we looked at the commercial side this time, realizing that the commercial licenses mm-hmm. have not been raised for 35 years.
35 years.
And so we put together a package that addressed not only the commercial but also the recreational. And that's what our package is. And it's not a solvency package by far, but it's certainly going to help us shore up the department so we can continue providing the services that we provide today.
You're hearing the voice of Jack Montese, the Secretary of Wildlife and Fisheries. Again, 877-217-5757 if you'd like to make an observation, insight, or ask a question. And joining us also is Brian McClinton, who's an undersecretary, has been with the department for many years, and is the point guy on this particular issue. And Brian, What do you think about the necessity of this? Is this something that is long overdue and will have to take place for things to continue to running as they are? Or can we plod along indefinitely the way we've been doing business at the same price that people pay for these services?
Secretary Mondesi did a great job of talking about sort of our mental revenue that we derive off our managed properties. So the reason we've been able to go 20 years or 35 years is because of that supplemental revenue. And oil and gas nationwide is down, production is down. And so we kind of saw it, you know, a couple years ago in 2018. We saw the trend going down. We said, hey, let's address it then. And so it's only gotten worse since that moment. And so we're at the point now that, you know, most of our expenditures, 72% of our expenditures are personnel services, are employees. The deficit that we're looking at into the future, we can't cut enough to save that expenditure. So it's going to impact people. And when you impact people, that impacts services. It impacts our ability to enforce, to do biological sampling, to do everything. So we're at the stage now where it's kind of, we don't have a choice but to look at raising fees.
All right. You're hearing the voice now of Undersecretary Brian McClinton, who is a numbers guy. He counts the beans, a B.S. in finance from LSU, and a master's degree in business administration from Loyola in New Orleans. And how substantial will the fee be? What are we looking at as far as what it will cost and the additional dollars that will be needed to serve the people of our state?
Well, thank you for asking me that. We have an economist on staff who does all of our sort of analysis when it comes to our APA process, and his name is Jack Isaacs. Asked Dr. Isaacs to look at it, and most of the people, the average person is going to see a $10 increase. Some people are going to see a decrease, especially turkey hunters. It goes down like $2 on their fee, but if that's all that individual does. But the average individual in Louisiana is going to see a $10 increase from what they did the previous year. So I guess that's sort of the idea. But what we did as a staff is we got together with all the different people from the different areas of the department, and we looked at what other states were charging around us, and we looked at what the CPI would be from the year 2000 or the year 1985, depending on the license. And we kind of, you know, said, okay, this adjustment would put us right there with the other southern states, you know, Texas, Florida, Mississippi, Arkansas, and Alabama. And so we feel like the proposal that we have brings us right in line with the other states, and it kind of makes us current with I guess, what everyone else is doing.
I think a big point that a lot of people have to realize, Jim, is over the years, we have 117 privileges that you can buy. And we're going to consolidate that and reduce that, simplify it to about 35, Brian?
It's about 30, yes, sir.
So that's going to be a good thing also. Over the years, these things have come up in the legislature. They've added mm-hmm. licenses for one thing and another thing. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to try to reduce that and simplify that.
How will consolidation work?
Well, some privileges, like Brian said, are going to go up, but some privileges are not only going to go up slightly, but they're going to also consolidate other privileges with that, which will allow you to do more things for the dollars that you're going to spend for that license.
He mentioned turkey hunting, right?
Yes.
So, yes, sir.
How many people in Louisiana do that?
I would estimate around 8,000.
8,000 people?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. That people who turkey hunt, who buy the turkey stamp. But the idea is to do away with the different gear privileges. So if you want to, if you buy a freshwater fishing license, all the different gear, the hoop nets or slat traps or crawfish traps that you had to buy separate are going to just be incorporated in that, to where it's just one price. It does go up, but you basically have these other seven or eight privileges rolled into that. The same way with your saltwater license. If you want to have a shrimp trawl or oyster tong, those are additional things. Now it's going to be rolled up into the value of that saltwater based fishing license.
877-217-5757, Secretary Jack Mondesi of Wildlife and Fisheries, and Brian McClinton, Undersecretary, with us for a little bit longer. David in Atlanta. David, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm from Louisiana. I spent many a day in the marsh catching redfish and speckled trout. But does this increase in the fishing license do anything help restore coastal restoration? And what is the position of the Wildlife and Fisheries Authority to promote better, to address climate change? Because with sea level rise, all the money in the world can be spent on coastal restoration, but with sea level rise, it'll be wasted.
Secretary?
Well, we work closely with CPRA on coastal restoration. Certainly the money that you're going to spend for the license increase is going to be for the operations of the department and all of the management that we perform with our biologists out in the field. So we're very in tune to the fact that the climate change is really causing some serious issues. The weather patterns that we've been experiencing is another problem that we have in the state. The rainfalls that we've experienced over the past years has been really horrendous when it comes to that.
We'll spend a bit more time and go to the phones again with Henry at the Country Club after this timeout. This is Jim Engster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. A few more minutes with Secretary Jack Monassey of the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries. He was a state lawmaker for a number of years and then took this gig. And he also was fire chief in Lafayette, a business person in that area, in the alligator business. And so he's an interesting man from the hamlet of Scott, Louisiana, one of the beauty spots of Louisiana. And Brian McClinton, who's been with the department since 2008, undersecretary since 2013, he is from Livonia. So these two guys know about the waterways and the hunting areas of our state. And because there has not been an increase in some cases in 35 years in fees, they are saying it is time to pay the freight to receive the services that people have depended on. We got some folks waiting in line to talk with these fine gentlemen. Please be brief. Leah in Prairieville, you'll be right after Henry at the Country Club. Henry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hello, Mr. Jim. Hello, Mr. Secretary. And hello, Mr. Undersecretary. No, the Secretary's got great taste because he follows old Henry on the Twitters, so I got to compliment him on that. Mr. Jim, Henry normally brings up the bad news, but I want to give you some good news.
Yes.
If you hand the Secretary $50, he'll give you a license, let you hunt and fish and come what may till the day you die. And I hope that he would explain that wonderful program. Thank you all very much.
All right.
Brian, you want to share that?
Does Henry know what he's talking about?
It sounds like he's talking about the senior lifetime license, the $50.
Yes.
You could fish at 60 years old. So, Mr. Henry, though, we are in the current proposal, that does go from $50 to $100.
Really?
So, yes, sir. But,
but it's for life.
It still will give you, sir?
It's for life, right?
Yes.
It is for life, yes, sir.
But are the people who are already, if they already paid, are they grandfathered in?
Yes, sir. Everyone's going to be grandfathered in who has a lifetime privilege.
All right. 877-217-5757 for Talk Louisiana. Leah in Prairieville. Hi, Leah.
Hi. You just answered my question. It was about people who already have a lifetime license. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling, Leah. And in Louisiana, as you know better than anyone, there are a lot of women who participate in outdoors events, hunting, fishing. It's not just singularly a male pursuit, is it?
No. We've got a lot of people, you know, and the ladies are really getting involved in fishing and hunting, and that's a good thing for us. I've got to say, though, Jim, you know, the age curve in Louisiana is affecting our license sales, too, because the population, the baby boomers are coming mm-hmm. to be, and they're my age, okay? So I have a senior license, and I bought mine for $50, But the fact is, those numbers are rising, and the cost of a license for those folks are substantially less than the normal guy who buys his license every year. Mm-hmm. So that is certainly affecting our budget also. We're going to have an increase in the lifetime licenses, and certainly we're going to keep that in check and certainly going to be competitive with all of the surrounding states.
When we look at the surrounding states, Brian, you said Arkansas, Texas, Mississippi, they charge more for their services than we do in Louisiana. Is that what I heard you say?
Yes, sir. Right now, outside of Mississippi's basic license, which is a it's like a $10 hunting, basic hunting and basic fishing. Every other state, we're a lot less expensive on the resident and the non-resident right now. So we're looking to just basically look at what these other states have done. Out of the lower 48 states in the nation, there's only four states that have changed their license fees in a longer period of time than us. And that's actually on residents. That's Arkansas, Missouri, New Jersey, and Massachusetts. And Arkansas and Massachusetts have a dedicated sales tax, and New Jersey gets lottery proceeds. And so that's kind of the way they've been able to stay at their current fee structure. But even at the current fee structure, Arkansas's more expensive than we are in most areas.
A listener notes that we're having similar discussions about our highways and byways. We haven't had a gas tax increase in 30 years. Why are we so reluctant to pay for what we receive in Louisiana?
I can't. I wish I could answer that, Jim.
Well, you were in the legislature, though. You know there's enormous pressure if you want to keep your job.
Yes.
If you vote for a tax, that's anathema to a lot of people. So how do you get past that?
You know, sometimes you've got to do what you've got to do. And you've got to, you know, if you're in the legislature and looking at the state as a whole, then you have to realize that some things have to go up. It's no different than you're at your house. I mean, you know, things go up. It costs more for you to feed your family today, and it costs more for vehicles, costs more for fuel, it just costs more for everything, and it's no different for us. I can't get folks to understand that it applies to government too. We can't do more with less. We have to keep up with the times, and our revenue certainly has to be reflective of what the times are and the cost of doing things in today's world.
Randy and Zachary. Randy, you're on with Secretary Monise and Undersecretary McClinton. Hi, Randy.
Yes, I just want to make a comment. Many years ago, I was in Montana for a little working vacation, and I paid well over $100 for a one-day fishing license. But I must say, it was the most enjoyable trip, though.
Well, what happens when somebody comes to Louisiana and they want to do what Randy did in Montana? Brian?
We have what's called a sportsman's paradise. It has every privilege under the sun. It's $100 right now under the new restructure. It's going to stay $100. You could have every hunting, fishing privilege, access to public lands for $100. We're also going to do a non-resident $400 a year, or a five-day, which is going to be $120. So for $120, somebody can come down here, spend 5 days, hunt, fish, you know, go duck hunting and red fishing. Our general counsel likes to call it the blast and cast. When I went to South Dakota 5 years ago, it was $123 for me to pheasant hunt for 3 days. So even though, you know, we are going up on fees, people can still come to Louisiana and experience sportsman's paradise at a reasonable cost. And because we don't want to impact tourism, we don't want to impact people coming down here and utilizing this wonderful resource that we have. So we are going up on fees, but we're not going up to a level that we think is going to be a barrier for people to come.
Well, we thank you, gentlemen, for being with us today. Brian McClinton, sounds like he's outdoors getting ready to take part in one of these activities. And he is the undersecretary. He's been around in the department since for 13 years, since 2008. And Secretary Jack Monise, the pride of Scott, with his nice tan from many moons, enjoying the beautiful waterways and hunting pastures that we have in Louisiana. Thank you for joining us, and good luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim.